Patient name, first name Juan, that's J-U-A-N, last name Reyna, R-E-Y-N-A, date of birth 2/15/18, date of service 11/17/23. This is a five-year-old little boy. Mom brings him in, complaining that there is a bump behind his right ear, and he also has a sore throat. He has had this bump for 4 days now, period, in a paragraph. No other issues verbalized, no high fevers, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. He tends to play well. He had no interruption to his normal activities. There is no change in his bowel or bladder habit as well. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Vital signs, pulse 88, respiration 16, temperature 97.4, oxygenation 100%, current weight 45 pounds. Current medication, none. Medical history, negative. Surgical history, negative. Social history. Social history, lives with mom, dad, and siblings. Labs today include a strep test. It was negative. Period. In the paragraph, on exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any stress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, some mild tympanic membrane erythema. Bilaterally, canals are clear. Oral pharyngeal area, mildly erythematous. Mild strawberry tongue, oral mucosa, moist neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lipodynopathy. Period, new paragraph, examining for the bump that is behind his right ear, it is actually enlarged occipital lymph nodes, and it is bilateral. It is present both on the right and the left, somewhat tender to palpation, non-movable, period, new paragraph. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, remainder of exam unremarkable. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan, acute tonsillitis. Patient also has occipital lymphadenopathy with two enlarged occipital lymph nodes and that are tender, period, new paragraph. Patient will receive amoxicillin 400 per 5 ml, 6 ml, POBID, 10 days, number 120 ml. He's going to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest. Monitor for improvement and return to clinic or call if not improved. Period, new paragraph. Next patient, Joanna, that's J-O-A-N-N-A, Reyna, R-E-Y-N-A. Date of birth, 10/31/14, date of service, 11/17/23. This is a 9-year-old female patient. Complain of headache and bilateral leg pain. She has a fever, mild sore throat, has some discomfort in her ears as well. Period, new paragraph, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Her temperature today is 101.5. Mom had not measured for possible fever at the residence. Period, new paragraph, no change in her voiding or bowel movements, period, new paragraph. Vital signs, pulse 140, respiration 16, temperature 101.5, oxygenation 100, weight 60 pounds, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, none, medical history, negative, surgical history, negative, social history, negative for any drugs or secondhand smoke, lives with multiple siblings and mom and dad. Labs today include a flu test and a strep test. They were both negative, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, bilateral tympanic membrane erythema is present. Right is worse than left. Oral pharyngeal area, tonsils enlarged and erythematous. White patches on the left side, strawberry tongue present, oral mucosa moist, neck is soft, no thyromegaly. She does have a cervical anterior chain, very mild lymphadenopathy, more so in the tonsillar lymph node. Period, in the paragraph, heart, tachycardic, positive S1, positive S2, no murmurs. During the vital signs, it was a rate of 145. When I examine her, she has calmed down quite a bit. It probably is 110. Period, in a paragraph. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Normal respiratory effort is observed. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Remainder of exam is unremarkable. Period. The paragraph, assessment, implant. Acute otitis media, acute tonsillitis. Patient will be given amoxicillin, 400 per 5 ml, 8 ml POBID, 10 days, number 160 ml. She's going to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, return to clinic or call if not improved.